August 2013. I strode quickly through Barcelona. I had heard about a block party and was hoping to find a place to stay. The temperature was a mild 82 degrees, but lugging my heavy backpack as I sped through the city made it anything but a relaxing stroll. ¿Dónde Saints? ¿Fiesta? I asked the only person I met using my, at the time, still rudimentary Spanish. She was a small, olive-skinned, middle-aged woman with black hair and a kind face. She laughed and said something in Spanish, or Catalonian, whatever it was, I didn't understand. And then, using English as rudimentary as my Spanish, she said, "Follow me." Her unending patience and genuine interest in me made it possible for us to communicate. It turned out she was from Colombia, but had lived in Barcelona for many years. She taught preschoolers. In broken phrases, I told her about my trip. ¿Dónde duermes? She asked, simulating a pillow by pressing her hands together and laying her head on them. I pointed to the sleeping mat tied to my backpack and shrugged my shoulders. She laughed and pointed at me. ¿Tú dormir? She then pointed to herself. Mi casa. I understood and laughed while exclaiming, "Gracias, gracias!" She was a single mother with two boys about my age. Over the next few days, her sons showed me the city. At first, I didn't know much Spanish, but the experience of not being able to make myself understood made me want to improve my language skills as quickly as possible. The Colombian lady had 2 weeks off her vacation and seemed to enjoy helping me with Spanish. We also polished her English a little bit along the way. Although it seemed like she would have been happy to adopt me, I took my leave after a week and set off. I grew up with horses and had a childhood dream to fulfill. I wanted to work on a horse ranch in Spain. Years ago, my father had purchased an Andalusian stallion from a ranch east of Murcia on the Costa Blanca. That ranch was my next destination. Hitchhiking out of Barcelona, however, was very difficult due to the widespread belief in Spain that only beggars and criminals would do such a thing. That's why you usually get picked up by people on vacation in Spain rather than by the locals. Fortunately, things changed when I finally arrived at my destination. The ranch owner remembered both the stallion and my father. I got hired. El Refugio is on a hill above La Mata and Parque Natural Torrevieja. Torrevieja Salt Lake National Park. Beyond the outstretched dunes lies the sea with a long deserted beach. Farther inland are arid evergreen forests and orange plantations. Along with taking care of horses, mucking stalls, gardening, slaughtering pigs, and handiwork, I got to lead trail rides for tourists, which I loved doing. Regulars at the ranch included locals who had immigrated to Spain. One was a former architect from Germany. He was 83 years old and had his own horse at the ranch. During a trail ride, I told the German about my plans to travel around the world. "Why would your parents let you take a trip like that at your age?" he said, holding his chestnut gelding back a little to be at my level. Both the horse and the man were in great shape for their ages, which became obvious during the ride. Well, at first they were against it. They probably hoped it was just some obsession I would soon forget about, I laughed. But when I started getting serious about my equipment and immunizations, it slowly dawned on them. The boy really means it. And then, he asked, did they try to talk you out of it?